Anyway, he began to get pretty deeply involved in bacteriology. And he talked to me a lot about that. He assembled autoclaves and began to get the stuff together, which of course you've seen. And I picked up a pretty nice little centrifuge for him, and he still had it the last time I saw him.
Yeah.
And had to make some bearings for the motor, but because it was a pretty high speed motor, naturally there. And every time anything I run across, I just let him know where it was or pick it up and give it to him. Well, we became pretty fast friends, you can imagine. I never thought anybody from a monetary standpoint. It was just wonderful fun for me.
Yeah.
And then he developed this, and then by the time he had this developed, of course, he had
big universal microscope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he developed also the ray by picking up various units. He played with Wheatstone bridges and a lot of other junk for years, trying to get what he wanted. And he also was in very close contact with old man Steinmetz.
Steinmetz, huh?
Yes, oh my, very close contact with him. Old man Steinmetz shipped him out 1,000 great big mass of tubes for his various units.
Uh-huh.
And Roy developed finally a means of testing the polarity of the material in the tubes.
Well.
And by doing that, by matching the polarity of the filaments to the polarity of the poles, and this he did by the process of elimination at first, he was able to develop dead gum sight more high frequency power than he ever did before.
Well.
Nothing he ever developed before did anything could match it at all. And, well, I could talk to you 20 years about these various developments.
Oh, yeah.
I have to skip them. I can't take the time because I don't want to be too long. And so, he finally got to a point where he, from years of isolation and clarification and purification of his filterable forms, he got pure cultures of TB virus, various of the cancer viruses, mainly carcinomas,
uh-huh.
And there were some papillomas that he was able to isolate. And he kept them absolutely pure. And he kept a whole mass of guinea pigs and white rats and so forth for inoculations. I never forget it. He always called it inoculations. He had two or three idiosyncrasies in speech, and that was one of them. Inoculation. And he finally got to the point where he could produce cancer in the